Today's daf is Pei Aleph. We'll take it from the bottom of Pei and Bei, is the two dots. Hasrish lecholitz v'lo miyabim v'chein eilon eilonis. The Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah. The Gemara says now, Ketani saris or sris dumya d'eilonis. A sris, a man, is similar to a woman. Ma eilonis bidei shemaim af sris bidei shemaim. So just like an eilonis is only could become an eilonis because she was born that way, happened in min shemaim, so too the type of sris referring to in this stage of the Mishnah is a sris who is bidei shemaim as well. Right. So that's a sris, exactly. Sris chama versus sris adam, bidei adam, a sris chama lo choltzin v'lo miyabim. So the Gemara says, stama kribi kiva, damer bidei adam in bidei shemaim lo. So this Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah doesn't quote who, but the Stam Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva, who hold that only a Sris Bidei Adam is able to perform Chalitza and Yibum, as opposed to a Sris Bidei Shemayim, which is a Sris Chama, may not perform Chalitza and Yibum. And
that's
Sris Chama is Bidei Adam. Chama is like heat, fever. Somehow a sickness, a disease, had affected his ability to have children. The Sris Chama is also someone who could be refuah, be healed, the Gemara said, because it all depends on his ability, his sickness. It is. Bidei Shemaim, right now the person's a very weak state, he's not able to have children, but Bidei Shemaim, he could also be healed. As opposed to Sris Adam, some accident happened, that's not fixable. Then the Gemara quotes in the bottom, the two dots, Hasris Shechalot Livamto Lo Pasla. So let's say Sris performs Chalitza, even though it's also for Sris to perform Yibum, but if he performs Chalitza, that doesn't disqualify the woman, because a Chalitza, the shoe and the spitting is nothing, it's a non-action. But if there is Bia in that case, if he attempts to perform Yibum, then it's going to disqualify her, she's going to be puzzled because it's an Isser Eishes Ach now. Since there's no Mitzvah of Yibum, and they had Bia, that'd be an Isser Eishes Ach, she'd now be a puzzle to Kahuna, I guess. So the Gemara says, the last line, Taima Debar Lahu, only because he himself, only if the Sris, who's the brother-in-law, performs this, because he's an Eishes Ach, Ha'acher, some other individual, who's a Zar, who's a different, who's not part of this, Lo would not be Aser, because he's not an Eishes Ach, a random person from the Shuk, there wouldn't be an Isser, she would just be a Penuya, seemingly, and it would be an Isser Znus, but it wouldn't be Michal, it wouldn't passel her. That's the Gemara says at first. So Gemara says now, in light of this, top of Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, Lema Teve Tiufta D'Rav Hamnuna. This statement that if Acher Nivla Mi Acher she had be with another man, it would not disqualify her. This seems to be a contradiction to Rav Hamnuna. Damar Shomeres Yavam Shizinsa Psula Livama. So the halacha is that if a woman's waiting for the Yavam to act to make a decision, so during that waiting period, that Shemeres Yavam, if she's Mizana with another person, that will in fact disqualify her. Rashi says, top line, Psula Livama, Ke'eshes Ish Shezinsa She'eser Labaila. She has a similar status to an Eshes Ish, even though she's not really married, but she's Zokuk. That Zika, that connection, that obligation to the Yavam makes her like an Eshes Ach. V'cheven Dezonahi Asur Lakuna, says the Gemara. So this seems to be a tufta. Rav Hamnuna thinks that a Shomeres Yavam with another man will ask her, will passel her, as opposed to our Mishnah's diak is only if the Sris himself is nivala because Eishes Ach, but a Zar where there would not be an Eishes Ach, would not disqualify her. The Gemara says, lo, hu adin afil acher. Our Mishnah also means an acher, even though the Mishnah seems to focus only on the Sris, the brother-in-law itself, it also would include another person. So why is it only mentioned the Eishes Ach? Why not mention also a Zara from the Shuk? So Gemara says, lo, hu adin afil acher nami would passel her. Since the beginning of the Mishnah was referring to the perspective of the Yavam himself, just the brother-in-law, and was not referring to the others, so to the Mishnah was consistent with referring to only the brother-in-law, but had no mention of the Tzar. But not to make the dik that if a Tzar, someone else from the Shuk, was to be bowl her, would not disqualify her, in a Chanami it would disqualify her, that's just not the focus of the Mishnah. Okay, then the Gemara says, quotes from the Mishnah, V'chein Eilonis Shechal Tula Achen. So the same halacha applies to idleness, where there's no mitzvah of yibum in the case of idleness. So if chalitza was performed by the brothers, it wouldn't do anything because chalitza is nothing. If there's no mitzvah of chalitza, it's just taking off the shoe and spitting. But if there's bia with idleness, then she would be disqualified from marrying a kohen. So the Gemara says a similar diag. Taima de ba'alua, halo ba'alua lo. Only because there was a bia, but had there not been any relations, then she would not be disqualified. Right, so Gemara says, who's this like? Come on, Delo Rabbi Yehuda. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda, Because De'i Rabbi Huda, Ha'amar Ailanus Zonahi. In general, an Ailanus, forget Bia, an Ailanus, by definition, she is a Zona. Since she cannot have children, any Bia she has is Bias Nus, she is a Zona. As opposed to our Mishnah says, only if the Ailanus is Nivala from one of the brothers who's Asatur, because then it's an Isser Ashes Ach, and the Ashes Ach is going to passel her. But in general, she won't be Asur. But Rabbi Huda holds that an islandess, by definition, a woman who can't have children, she's an islandess and has all the sea money, islandess, she becomes a zona by definition, even without bia.
He holds like that, even if she had a moment of hechsher, or only if.
Have we seen that by islandess always be dishamayim? I don't think we ever saw a case where
no,
she was. She's born
no,
that way.
No, because it makes a difference. Because let's say a woman has surgery and she can't have kids anymore. It would also consider
it's not simply about not having kids. It's about having the proper simam, the certain.
But the theory of zona is that the bia is also because she cannot have kids.
It's not
which
for by the
a woman.
It's such
a little
term.
Bit.
You're saying this far behind it.
Right. I mean,
no, it's taking into consideration. It's not veloy forzu. Because it's not about forces, not in the same world of a force, so that's why Rabbi Akiva using it.
But to Ricky's asking, what about a woman who can't have children, her womb was removed, let's say. They had surgery. So she also lo yifrotzu. So
but
maybe.
She's not islanded.
Well, I'm saying if the svar is she can't have children, so it doesn't make a difference why she's not.
So every akara is also not.
That's right. What he's asking. That's his question,
that's
right?
Question.
What's the question?
Adam remembers the Gemara, I think.
What? What's the question? The question is.
As Amun Beis, right? Top Amun Beis.
Because she cannot have kids.
Marcus Ihachi, right? Mar does ask this question.
The,
yes.
The
How far back does it go, though? It goes back to
Samach
Al.
But she could, and now she can.
That's not in my chayyot here.
Why?
Meaning, it, in her essence, she cannot have kids.
Right.
Comparing to a regular
but
woman.
But the fact that it makes her the fact that a woman who has bia and cannot have
he's
kids.
He's using the wrong term, to my opinion.
Right,
because you're using that term
to
a negative action.
Right, I think it's just
she didn't do anything,
right.
The poor lady.
Right, especially a woman, especially a woman that there's no real action happening. A man already, you know, he has sichvat zera and the whole spiel, but a woman.
No, it's everybody agree with him.
No, we don't pass
like
him. Rabban Paskins that.
No, that's why I think that's why we don't hold like him, because it's a hard
yeah, it's
statement.
A hard concept.
Yeah.
Okay, any luck?
No. You scan fast in the back over there like you do.
But I don't have this daf, but my it's on Samach Aleph. I only go back to Samach Zayin, Samach Vav or whatever. Okay, the new Mishnah says, Sris Chama Kohen, Shenasa Basisola. Kohen, who is a Sris Chama, has Bidei Shemaim rather. So then he marries a Yisrael, ma'achila b'tshuma. He's able to feed her tshuma. He's allowed to eat tshuma.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I think Sris Chama is bidei shamayim.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I said bidei, I thought I switched it back
to
bidei
shamayim. Yeah, I switched it before. That's
okay, so Sris Chama is bidei shamayim. Chama is some type of fever or disease, bidei adam. Right.
Is that you?
Okay, so Sris Chama, kohen shenosu bas Yisrael, Malchil b'tshuma, she's allowed to. He feeds her tshuma when they get married. And Rashi says three lines from the top: Sris chama koin v'chulei aval sris adam mifsal nami pasala b'tshuma de beinasa dehainu tzedaka. But the sris adam he came that way because of an accident or something. So then he's not allowed to feed her tshuma. And let's say she's a bas koin and they get divorced, or he dies and she goes back to her father's house who's a koin, she's not allowed to eat. She's disqualified forever. So Swiss Adam is not allowed to disqualify her, but Swiss Chama does feed her truma. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Androgynous, Kohen, Shenasu Bas Yisrael, Machli B'Truma. Also, Androgynous is able to feed his wife, truma. Then Rabbi Huda Omer, Tumtum, Shenik V'Nimsa Zachar, Lo Yachlots B'Pneshu K'Sris. So he holds that Tumtum, who has both genders, unclear, and then they open up the area and find out he turns out to be a Zachar, so he does not do chalitza because he's a Sris, and a Sris does not perform chalitza. Now we change discussions. First, we were talking about Chuma. Now Rabbi Yehuda changes to talking about chalitza. Then Androgynous, he says, Nose avalo nisa. Androgynous, who has both genders, clearly has both genders, so then he is allowed to marry, serve as the man, but he may not be married to play the role of a woman. So Rashi explains there, Avalo Nisa, says Rashi, Shehu Kizachar, Vashoch Ibimo Harehu Kiba Ahazachar. So he can't, he's a man. Androgynous is Be'etzim a man, and he cannot get married to another man. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Androgynous Chayavim Alav Skila Kizachar. He's viewed as a male, and the Gemara is going to explain what that means. So again, the first half of the Mishnah was talking about feeding Chuma, and we passing that both a Sris Chama and a Androgynous may feed the wife Chuma. And the second half is talking about Chalitza, and then getting married. Different inyanim related to Tumtum and Androgynous. So Gemara says, Pshita, it seems pretty obvious that he's allowed to feed her. Why would you think a Sris Chama Kohen may not feed his wife Chuma? He's a Kohen. So Gemara explains, Mal the same, what would you have thought? A Molid Machil, Sheinu Molid, Einu Machil. Maybe someone who's only able to have children, he is able to give food, Chuma, to his wife. But if he can't have children, maybe he cannot feed his wife Chuma. Rashi explains, what's the Hamin? What's the basis of Molid? What does Molid have to do with Machil? So says Rashi, Mal the same, Molid Machil, the Daikinan Vilid Beso, Haim Yochlu, says the Pasuk. Haroi Laholid Yachil, the Gemara's Medag, maybe only one who's able to tally on having children is the one who's able to feed. So Kamash Vlan, the Mishra tells us that no, even though he cannot have children, he is allowed to be Machil, his wife, Chuma. Then the Gemara quotes from the Mishra, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim Androgynous, that they, Androgynous, may also, if Androgynous Kohen, may feed his wife, Chuma. So Amar Rish Lakish, Machil B'Chuma, Vein Machil B'Chazei V'Shok. We saw this already, I think, before maybe, or something similar to this, that Androgynous may feed his wife Chuma, but he may not feed his wife Chazei V'Shok, the different parts of the Shlomim. The way it works was the Shlomim is divided. It's called the Shlomim. One of the reasons why it's called the Shlomim is because it's Shalom, that the Kohen gets a little bit, the Baal gets a little bit, and the Mizbeach gets a little bit. As opposed to an Ola, for example, everything goes to the Mizbeach. Achatas, half goes to half, but some of it goes to the Mizbeach. Some of it go to the Kohanim, but the Baal gets nothing. Shlomim, all three parties get, both the Baal, the Kohen, and the Mizbeach. So the Chazei V'Shok goes to the Kohen. But in this case, says the Rish Lakish, that the Chazei V'Shok may not be fed to the wife of an androgynous.
How do you go the wife of the Kohen? Kohenet?
It's a discussion. When you see the word Kohenet in the Gemara, sometimes it means Ashish Kohen, sometimes it means Bas Kohen.
So
if you don't make an Ashish Kohen, is a clear way to say it. Kohenet, depending on the context.
There's such a word Kohenet.
Yes.
She doesn't do any serving.
No.
Anyway.
No. There are some halachas for a Kohenet, for example. A Kohenet, let's say, marries a Yisrael. So her child would not be chayven pidyon haben. Pidyon haben, the firstborn son, is only if both parents are Yisrael. So if either one's a Kohen or a Levi, or a Kohenes or a Levia, so then it would exempt her. That's one area. There's also another Gemara that talk about a Kohenes who marries a Yisrael. So the halach of Zroa l'chaim v'keva, that when you hashech the chulin animal, so the Zroa, the arm, l'chaim, the area of the cheeks or something, and the keva, the stomach, those three go to every Kohen. That's every shechted animal by chulin. So halach is, you're allowed to, I think, give it to an Ashes, to a Kohenes, his husband. If she's a Bas Kohen, she marries a Yisrael, I think you give it to her or her husband, even though she's married now, if she seemingly would lose her status. I think that's another area where it comes up.
Mm-hmm. So the Chazav Shok by the woman who goes back to her father's house, that she's not allowed to eat the Chazav Shok.
She's not Machzira, right? Ain't Machzira. So now this is talking about while she's married to this androgynous, then Rish Lakish says the androgynous may not feed the Chazav Shok to her, to his wife. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan argues, Omer af machila b'chazev eshok. No, he's allowed to give these parts of the shaman to his wife while being married. So the Reish Lakish, maishna chazev eshok. Why does he make a distinction? Chazev eshok deraisa. Chumanami deraisa. Chazev eshok is a din deraisa. So since he's not drunk and he's married to this woman, it wouldn't be allowed. So just because deraisa, why is that disqualify her from getting into the Chazav Ashok?
No.
So he says, and he doesn't really explain, the Gemara Rashi doesn't explain this either, but either way, whatever the reason is, it's something to do with the level of Deraisa, so Chumas Nami Deraisa, so there shouldn't be a distinction. It can't be an issue of Deraisa versus Derabanan, because they're both Deraisas.
Speaking
of Deraisa, it's a Sa'a. Since Androgynous is a Safek, and since it's an Issa Deraisa for a Zar, Tida, a Chuma, or a Chazav Ashok, that's a Chazav Ashok for now, so we should be machmir not to let them have Chazav Ashok. Safek deraisa lechomer, very good. But truma is also subject to raisa l'chuma. Truma is the raisa, and if a zari truma is chai misa, so we shouldn't feed the wife the truma. So the Gemara says, "Hacha b'may eskinen b'truma b'zman hazeh." Dirabanan bezman hazeh, which truma is only midirabanan. So then, that's what the savik midirabanan lekula, and we'd be allowed to feed her truma as opposed to chazay v'shok would be deraisa. So Gemara says, wait a second here. About bezman shemikdash kayim. Sorry, I lost line here for a second. Hachu my eskinen b'truma bezman hazeh dirabanan. About bezman shemikdash kayim, my lo.
No.
It's a question. About bezman shemikdash kayim, my lo. That what the halacha would be then during the times based on that you couldn't feed
No.
You wouldn't feed it. You wouldn't feed the.
Part of the question.
Oh yeah.
But, so you wouldn't feed the. You would not be allowed to feed the truma b'zman mikdash where truma would be deraisa. You couldn't feed the truma to the androgynous wife. So if that's the case, if there's a distinction between b'zman hazeh versus b'zman mikdash, adatani ein machil b'chazav v'shok. The fact that it distinguishes between two different items, truma is mutter, chazav v'shok is aser, why not liflog v'lisnei b'didei? Why not make a distinction within truma itself and say as follows? B'med v'amurim b'truma d'rabanan. The only time we permit the androgynous to feed his wife truma is b'zman hazeh, where truma is only midirabanan. Aval b'truma d'raisa, b'zman mikdash, lo, it's aser. So it makes more sense. The Gemara does all over the place that distinguish within the actual truma, as opposed to saying truma is this way, chazav v'shok is that way. It's a much better distinction. And the fact that the Gemara doesn't do that, and Reish Lakish doesn't do this, tells us that it's not a distinction of truma deraisa versus truma derabanan versus chazav v'shok deraisa. So Gemara says, hachanami kamar. No, this is exactly what the Gemara means to say. That's what Reish Lakish meant to say. Kishu machila, when he feeds her, when the androgynous feeds his wife, machil b'truma bizman hazeh dirabanan. He's only allowed to feed her, qualifies it only bizman hazeh, where it's only achiv midirabanan, and iser midirabanan. Vein machil bizman hazeh, bizman chazav v'shok, but he cannot feed her during the times when there is a chazav v'shok. When is there a chazav v'shok? Only bizman hamikdash. It's only what to talk about when there's based on mikdash. And when that happens, then during that time when there's achiv midiraisa, afil b'truma, so then, bizman hamikdash, bizman chazav v'shok, is not referring to the items. It's talking about a time period. When there's chazav v'shok, just like you cannot give chazav v'shok to the wife because it's an issa deraisa, so too you cannot feed truma, which is deraisa. And even truma midirbanan, what's truma midirbanan?
It's not dagan v'tirshin.
Exactly. And Rambam argues on this. We've said this many times, I think. But according to most, we've shown him the midiraisa, digan chavitirosh chavitzarcha is chai midiraisa. Kol peros is only chayim midirbanam. Rambam holds kol peros also midiraisa. Everyone agrees yerek is midirbanam. So whatever type of produce you're talking about, whatever is midirbanam, even that type of midirbanam truma may not be fed to her bizman hamikdash, which is bizman chazav v'shok, because that might lead her to eating truma midiraisa of digan chatirash v'tzarcha or kol peros according to the Rambam. So that's how you read Reish Lakish.
It's interesting because according to Rav Yochanan, androgynous is not a suffix of. That's why he holds that.
That's Rav Yochanan's svara.
Yeah.
It's not a suffix. It's a bria b'fnei atzma he holds.
Rav Yochanan svara bedat Rav Yossi v'Rav Shimon shandrogynous hu zachar vaday. Umele ishto eshet kohen vaday umutarol lechol afilu dvarim.
So why they call him androgynous?
Because he has both simanim.
What do you mean simanim? How can you have both simanim?
There is. People have worked on it.
Hermaphrodite.
What?
Hermaphrodite.
Yeah.
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
It's a real shedoneida, but there is.
What's the word they said?
Hermaphrodite.
What?
It's a joke. Both simanim.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's an English word.
Oh, there's such a thing?
Yeah, sure.
I don't think there's a word for it.
Jamie Lee Curtis was hermaphrodite. I think Jamie Lee Curtis.
Really?
Thanks.
Oh.
I don't know
is an actor or is it?
It's an actress. Well, it's an actress. I guess you call her an actor. It depends on what the androgynous is.
Oh, there's such a situation even.
So her husband is high of.
I don't know if it's common, but.
High of Misa. According to the Gemara.
Okay.
Right.
So now it's all according to Reish Lakish. Now comes along with Yochanan. What time is davening today, by the way? 6:50 today?
6:50.
Okay. So Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Af Machila Bechaz Vishok. So he says you're even permitted to feed her chazav v'shok because, as we explained, that he's an androgynous according to Rabbi Yochanan is considered a zachar vaday. It's a good marriage, and he could therefore feed his wife chuma and there certainly and a chuma and also even chazav v'shok. The Gemara says, Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan responds, Reish Lakish, Mi Svarish Chumim Bizman Azeh De Rabbanon. Do we really hold Bizman Azeh Chumim is only Midi Rabbanon? And Gemara says, so he answers back, Amalei In, yes, it is Bizman Azeh De Rabbanon. Shani Shone, I hold, I teach, Eagle Be'agolim Ole. What's Eagle Be'agolim? Right, so it's a circle. The Gemara's in Beta talk about this also, if you remember. So if you look at Rashi, Shani Shone, Raisa Eagle Shachuma, Batil B'meya Shalchul. So let's say you have an eagle, a date cake of Chuma, that was fell into 100 Chulin cakes. So one was a Chuma, Chuma date cake fell into 100 Chulin date cakes. Oh, Eagle Shachuma Temeya, or it's a Chuma Temeya that fell into Batil B'meya Eagle Shachuma Torah, or one Tame, Chuma Temeya fell into 100 Chuma Torahs. So then we say it's batal. The each shuma Rashi continues. Each shuma bezmanazeh deraisa. If it's a really chiv deraisa bezmanazeh, came into eagle davar chashiv. What's saying chashiv? But darchu limanos labatal. And you count it. We don't say batal by everything. So if it's something that's davar chashiv, we don't say batal. So af agav the chumas tainam derabanan hol the chuma deraisa noheges lo mevatlin derabanan gzera derabanan atu deraisa. So even though shuma on tehanim is only midirabanan, Rashi is asking an interesting question here. So he says as follows. Let's say Chuma is deraisa. So a day cake is saying chashiv. You can't have a chashiv cake be batal if it's a deraisa level. If Chuma is only by derabanan, so we can understand why you could say bitul by derabanans. But Rashi is saying, wait a second. Even if you assume bizmazet Chuma is deraisa, it's not deraisa on a fig. It only applies to digancha tirosh chavitzarcha. The date's not one of them. Or fig's not one of them, rather. So according to Rambam, this makes sense. Rambam holds kol peiros archaib and deraisa and Chuma samaisa. So the fig is a great example. It's a chiv deraisa. Rashi has to say no, even though it's not really deraisa, he has to get around the problem. He acknowledges it's somewhat of a problem for Rashi. But either way, since you allow bittul to apply to these fig cakes, that tells us that Chuma bizmaizeh is only midirbanan. The fact that we allow bittul to take place. That's what Reish Lakish is teaching us.
Fig is tenim.
Tenim is no shiva tamim.
It is, yeah.
It is, you know, but, yeah. No, but it's not the ganchat. It's only grains and
wine and oil.
Wine and oil. It's olive oil. Olives and grapes.
Okay. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, so he says back, V'halo, ani shone chaticha b'chatichas ola. So do I not hold that a piece among other pieces is ola, is going to be batel? So Rashi says, Amar Lei, V'halo, ani shone. Can you make such a gzera of a derbanan because of deraisa? Inami asis lebetule b'deraisa lavisuruhu. Shari ani shone chaticha shechadas tmeya batel b'torah. Pacham mida deraisahu. Avagav the darchelimanos. Dami svaris kol shadarchelimanos shenino del abatel. He goes on to quote the rest of the mission here. So what's the response here? So Reish Lakish holds again that I hold it's midirbanan. That's why it could be batel. But Rabbi Yochum responds back, I teach a chaticha among chatichos is going to be batel as well. So what's the shaila here? What's the response back?
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
As far as I know, even truma deraisa is batel b'meah.
Not if it's a davar chashiv though. There are a few things.
Okay, no. If it's davar chashiv, right. No. But then there is no, then whether it's midirabanan, midiraisa, or midirabanan.
Midirabanan we will allow, right.
We will allow.
Exactly. Okay. So what's Rabbi Yochanan's response back? He says, you can't prove to me from these fig cates the fact that it's batel, that means bizmazeh is derabanan, because he holds that even by midirabanan, I think, you apply, there's no bittel. Right?
Saying even by midiraisa, or the way Rashi has to finagle it, even midiraisa, there are abundance that are acting like midiraisa, they would be batel in this case, because he holds kol shadar chalim, because he holds Eshadar Chalemanos, since this thing is sometimes sold separately and sometimes it's sold collectively, it's batel even if it's midoraisa.
So he's saying it's not just because batel doesn't mean that's derbanan. Even by deraisas, we're going to say bittel here. Even though it's a davar chashiv, as we'll see in a second, even by davar chashiv, you could have a bittel on a deraisa chiv.
That's what he's saying.
That's Yochanan's responses.
Right.
And what is Svara?
We're about to see now, there's a big machlokas that appears here in the Gemara Beitza as well, that only, some say, only like six or seven specific things are Devar Chashiv. Anything not is not Devar Chashiv. Or do you say, No, a very general understanding of it. It's more global as to what's considered Devar Chashiv. So Rabbi Yochanan apparently assumes only specific things are considered Devar Chashiv. Uh-huh. If it's not those things, even though it's a Daraisa, it will be Batal.
You mean predetermined things.
Exactly, as we're about to see the example, right. Okay. So the Gemara says, so, Misvaras, Kol Shadar Chulimano Shaninu, Es Shadar Chulimano Shaninu. Wait a second. Who says it means anything that's counted? It means S, the specific ones that are going to be listed in a moment. So it says, what does that mean? Mahi, what are you referring to? The Tanakh, the Mishnah tells us, Misha Yulo Chavile Tlasin Shakile Akarim. Somebody has these bundles of, I'm not sure exactly what they are. Fenugreek? Oh, there we go, okay. Fenugreek, okay, he has these things. And they're of Kile Akarim, which have to be burned. The Lach is Yiluku. You burn them. That's Allah. Rashi quotes the pasuk, "Kalaim b'sreifa dechsev tukdash tukareish." You have to burn the kalaim. Okay. Now nisarbu b'achers. Let's say you didn't burn them, but instead they got mixed among other ones that were not kalaim. Then kulan yidluku divrei Rabbi Meir. You have to burn all them. Rashi explains the lo bali. You can only say bittel in this case. And Rashi explains the reason why. We read Rashi on top. Kitakasani time of shahayir Rabbi Meir Omer kol shadar chulimanos mikadesh esam nisarivimo. Anything that gets counted, anything, I don't care what item is going to be davar chashuv. Anything that you count davar shuvim, it's going to be counted and won't be mixed. Ve'enom b'at barov will not be b'at barov. Shekilei Akarim, Rashi continues to say, b'davar shein b'minin b'tein b'echav b'mesayim. If it gets mixed with something that does not get counted, that's not davar chashuv, or that's not davar shuvim, it will be batal. K'damar b'psachim b'elu over and minhav b'mesayim, and so on and so forth. But these things apparently get counted by people. There's something that's considered davar chashuv, therefore there's no bitul. But then Chacham Omrim Yalu, you do apply Bittul Be'echad Masayim in a ratio of 201, you will apply Bittul here. Shehaya, what's Machlokis? Shehaya Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Shadar Chalimanos Mikadish. Anything that gets counted, anything that people count as a Davar Chashiv, as a Davar Shemaminin, is significant, and we will not apply Bittul. So you're also by the Fenigin or whatever this thing is, Tlase Chavi Tlasin, then will not be batal because people counted. It's davar shemimin. It's kol. Anything else gets counted. But chacham omrim ein makadish ela shisha dvarim bavad. They think that there are only six specific items that will not be batal. They will be makadish. Rashi says masayim or shlosh me'elos de lo batal. No matter how many, even if it's 200, 300, whatever the ratio is, it will never be batal if it's one of these six items that are designated to be counted. And we keep omer shiva elu. There's seven. And Elohein, the following seven, goes a prach, some type of walnuts. Prach is a malkum, Rashi says. Rimone badan, pomegranates from this area. Chavayos stumos. What's Chavayos stumos?
Chavayos stumos.
Anything inside them? Anything closed. Whatever's inside it, I guess.
Chavayos stumos be megufa.
It's just sealed off.
Isui hadabuk petit al pia chavit.
I have wine and oil only. Do you have that also? Closed off barrels of wine and oil.
It doesn't specify
Okay, apparently Tosin Zvachim says ayin. And Tosin says also shemen, apparently.
Right, once you open it, it starts getting
good. Okay, so once it's sealed, it shows it's Davar Chashiv, you want to maintain it and preserve it. Then the next thing on the list is V'chilfei Trodin, which is some type of leaf, a vegetable. Kolchei Kruv, the carob stalks, there you go. Dlas Ivanis is a Greek gourd. And Rekiva Mosif, the seventh one, Af Kikaro Shel Balhabais, even a home-baked bread, it sounds like. So these are the six or seven things that are considered davar shiva minyan, davar chashiv, are not batal. Anything else would be batal. So that's machlokas Rabbi Meir and Chachamim about these chavili tlasim, whether they're batal or not. They're not on the list, but according to Meir, it's kol, and it connects. So that being the case, that's machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish also, that according to Reish Lakish says these things will not be batal. It's not one of the things listed. Because he holds like Rabbi Meir, kol davar shiva minyan, anything you can't count, anything you count. Rabbi Yochanan holds no, it's only those specific six or seven that is considered davar shiva minyan. These things are not considered davar shiva minyan, and therefore they will be din of bittul.
I think there's some Rishonim to learn that Rabbi Yochanan, Rishonim, 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 is within Rabbi Meir. Pointer Meir who's saying, he's saying a broader than term than the six or seven. Is his broader term Esther, or is it Kol?
Uh-huh.
It's a machlokas tanaim. What?
You're right. Yeah, the Gemara says that in Beitra.
Again,
right.
What's
yeah.
I think there's a machlokas Rishonim there, but how to learn there. That Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing within the sheet of Rabbi Meir. Meir is being more broad than six or seven. How broad is he being? S or Kol? How far is he going? But not that they're
arguing. And who's not Rabbi Meir?
Chachamim and Rabbi Kiva here who
so
said Chachamim six or
hold,
seven.
Hold that it's for sure only six or seven.
Six or seven, yeah.
And Rabbi Meir says?
He says it's based on whether it's counted or not.
Okay,
and
then
in
what's
that
what
they're arguing, is it everything, is it something that's only counted and never sold collectively, or is it something that could even be sometimes sold collectively? But both are saying it's more than six or seven.
So now bringing this back to our case, so Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan both, they're arguing about the question of whether or not Chuma Bizman Hazeh is Deraisa Derabanan. Reish Lakish wanted to prove that Bizman Hazeh, it is going to be Derabanan. The fact that you say Bittel tells me it's only Derabanan. We only apply Bittel on the Darash Minyan had it been Derabanan. Because Reish Lakish assumed that the Darash Minyan applies across the board to any situation, any Darash Minyan more expansive. So how could you apply bittel? It must be chumas bittel because bismaz that's only midirbanim and we're more makel. Yochanan says that's not a raya. The bittel applies to most items. Only a few listed items, eshadar chulimanos, only a few listed items are going to be not bittel. But this is not one of them. And the case of the fig cakes should be bittel, even if it is deraisa, it's still going to be bittel. So again, everyone agrees it's bittel b'smazeh. The question is it bittel because it's chumas derabanan like Reish Lakish, or is bittel because it's not considered a davar shemimin, even though it might still be deraisa. That's what it boils down to. So the Gemara now continues to quote from the Braisa about kilei kerem of kol versus es. So the Gemara says, "Haruin la'arla arla l'kilei kerem kilei kerem." So Rashi explains here, "Haruin la'arla." So Rashi is telling us that those which are relevant to Arla, things that grow that are fruits or nuts, things that grow on trees, has relevance to Arla, have the din of Arla, and those which are vegetables have the din of a kilayim. So he's just pointing that out, that there are different halachas depending on what type of produce we're talking about. Now the Gemara says, this is what I think Adam was referring to, Rabbi Yochanan Savar es shadar chalimano sheninu, that within Rabbi Meir, who seems to be more expansive than Rabbi Chachamim, who is more expansive than Chachamim,
right,
according to Rabbi Meir, it's S, it's still not completely global, it's still limited in when you apply it, and Reish Lakish Savar kol shadar chalimano sheninu. Is that the way around? May I say the wrong way? Let's see, Rashi says, Rabbi Yochanan Savar es shadar chalimano shemiyucha b'minyan sheninu delo batel, it's only if signed S, if it, the only way it's sold is with number, is it not going to be bottle? Like eggs are only sold by the number, a dozen eggs. But something that sometimes gets sold by the number, and sometimes gets sold by weight, so that's not S. It has to be miyucha for only counting davar shebeminyan. Fig cakes sometimes get sold by weight, so it's not considered davar shebeminyan, and it will be bottle. But Reish Lakish holds Savar Kol Shadar Limano, says Rashi, Afilu Prakim Shaninu Dilobato, Hilkach Eagle Isakadat Chuma Bizman Zedraisa Lo Hayabato. He holds, as long as sometimes anything that ever gets counted, at least sometimes gets counted Davar Shemiminim, even though other times it gets counted by weight or sold by weight, that's enough to be considered Davar Shemiminim, and therefore it will not be Bato. So that's the Machlokas. Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan is Rabbi Meir's opinion S, only something that's exclusively sold to Davar Shemiminim. Only that's considered davar shebeminyan and won't be batal. Or Reish Lakish holds kol, as long as sometimes it gets sold by the number, by the quantity, will be davar shebeminyan.
We hold like Chachamim, or we hold like Rabbi Meir according to one of them?
We hold like Chachamim. You see the top there, the Mishpat quotes, the top line, Chacham Omer Yalu Be'echad Masayim. We hold that only those six, or maybe even seven actually, those seven items are davar shebeminyan. Everything else will not be. That's not so clear because we do passing like an egg, for example, is not batel. An egg is not batel, I believe. The egg's not one of the ones listed here. Right? I think we passing that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have other kolam like beria and chati charulis chabe and other things. So,
uh-huh. It's not because davar shemini necessarily.
It might not be
uh-huh. Okay, then the Gemara says, so my chaticha. Earlier, Rabbi Yochanan told us that there was this example of chaticha bechaticha, so he had said, that will be batal. He said, don't bring me a rye from fig cakes, Reish Lakish. I have a case of the chatichos, which you're going to apply bittel, even though it's a deraisa, you could still buy bittel deraisa. Reish Lakish's raya was, the fact that you apply bittel to truma must be that truma's derbanan. He says, no, you can have bittel by deraisas, and the raya is chaticha. So what's the raya from chaticha, says the Gemara? Ditanya, halfway down the page. Chaticha shachatas temeo, shinis arva b'meya chaticha shachatos toros. So we're talking about a carbon chatas, which of course is a din deraisa. And this is a level deraisa, yet we still see that there's bittel. That if one chatas, a piece of chatas, which is became tame, it gets mixed among 100 pieces of chatas taharos. Or, v'chein, another case, says the Gemara, prusa shel lechem apanim, a piece of the lechem apanim from the base of Mikdash, became tamea. But then, subsequently, shinis arva b'meya, prusa shel lechem apanim taharos, got mixed among 100 pieces of bread of lechem panam that retar. What's ilacha? So says the Gemara, Tala Rabbi Yehuda, Tala. Tanakam Pasan's Tala, meaning you apply bittel. Apparently it's bittel 1 to 100, both the chatas and the lechem panam. Rabbi Yehuda Amar lo Tala, we do not allow bittel here. Aval, what he does say though, Chaticha shel chatas Torah, shinitz arva b'meya chaticha shel chulin Toros, but if it's another situation where it's one chatas that's Torah, they get to mix them on 100 chulin Toros. Or chen prusa shalachem apanim Torah shins arva b'meir prusa shachulin toros divyakol lo tala. But the situation where kodesh gets mixed among chulin, everyone will agree there will not be bittul. That's the machlokas. So Gemara says after seeing this brisa, katani mias, one line we want to pull from this is that reisha tala, according to the Tanakhama, which we passing like that you do say bittul. So even though we're talking about derises of a chatas tmeya into a chatos of toros, even though they're derises, you see it's bittel. Here too also says Rabbi Yochanan, by the chuma, it could say bittel, even though it might be derises. Now it's not proof that chuma is deraisa, but it's not a proof either that just because you apply bittel, it means chuma is derabanan, because we have other cases where derises do have bittel. Yeah.
So is
however you define Devar Chashuv, once you define that, it will not be bittel, right? Now, defining it's complicated, though, as we saw from the Gemara.
Now, so Batul b'shishim doesn't hold.
But different Isurim have different ratios, yeah. What's needed. So Bas Mechala, for example.
According to Kodesh and Truma, it's Batul b'meah.
Exactly. And we saw earlier, when it came to Kalaim, you need 200. Uh-huh. Okay. That's early. Would we, the next piece, does it continue? Should we keep going weiter? Let's see. Should we go a little bit more, I guess? Okay. So that's the proof.
But we still don't understand what's the difference between Tame and Tame Deraisa and between.
Right. So the Gemara did not explain this, but let's look at the Gemara Rashi. Rashi writes, Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo Tala. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that there is no bittel first by the Chatas? He argues by a Chatas Timea mixing the Chatas Toros, there's not going to be any bittel. Why? Says Rashi. The Kesavar Yehuda b'chol duchtei min b'mina labata. This is general klal.
No, it's the other way around. He holds that chulin with.
Don't forget chulin right now. In the first scenario,
right.
He argued when it was chatas tmeya mixed in the chatas taros.
He says
we said batal, but Rabbi Yehuda argued and says lo batal.
Lo batal.
So in that case, the reason why lo batal is because chatas and chatas are in min b'mina lo batal. But now the second scenario, which is your case, yeah, you with me on that?
Yeah, but according to the in this Tosefta, it's the other way around. We say that lechem apanim tahor with lechem apanim tame, it is batal.
That's the Tanakhama.
That's the Tanakhama.
But then Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo tala. He argues and says
right.
Lo tala.
Yeah.
So the reason why he argues and says that there's no bittel is
right.
Because it's a min b'mino, lechem apanim with lechem apanim, min
right.
B'mino, min b'mino labato.
But my question is,
why does Tanakama hold that the difference between tame and tahor
and with the difference to...
Right, and techulin versus... That's the next Rashi. I was just building up to that.
Okay.
So Yehuda says min b'mino labato. But what's the next scenario? The second scenario is, divriya kolotale, if it's a situation where it's... Tame, it's a lechem panim tame that fell among chulin. It's now Kodesh versus Chulin. Kodesh. So then Rashi explains, Zivyakol lo tala, there's not going to be any bittul there. Tanakama modehol ve'efshel lemochon lekoin behefsin muat v'chaticha v'prusa darchan limanos. Mishim hefsin muat lo mevatlin. Yisur deraisa. Tanakama holds, since it's possible to sell these items to the Kohen with a little bit of a loss, because since there's a less demand, so then there's going to be, how does it work, right? The price will be cheaper?
Less demand, price is cheaper. Yeah.
So then, if there's less demand, the price is cheaper, okay. So then, so since no one's going to want this lechem panim that's tamei, or lechatas that's tamei, so you're going to get have to sell it for cheap for to get someone to buy it. So, uprusa darchan limanos, mishum hefsin muat, lomavatlinan, iser deraisa. So apparently, a piece of bread is something that a person counts. You sell it by a slice. You don't sell it by the weight. So therefore, there's not going to be a bittul in that case. V'afagav the eagle bittul b'chulin v'lo mizavinu le'lekoin hasam hu the eagle gufei truma derbani. V'reisha tala de'in lehem takana elestreifav ika hefzed kachim. So really, these prusos, these piece of bread, and the chatalos are considered davar shemimin, davar chashiv, and there's no bittul. So that's exactly why you say no bittul in the seifa. So why in the first case, Rashi is saying, why do we say bittul in the first case if it's a davar shemiminim? Because there's nothing you could do with it. You can't sell these things since it's hunk.
So in itself, it loses chashivus. Even though it's davar shemiminim, it loses chashivus because you can only give it to a coin at a cheap price.
The second case, exactly, it's cheap price. So therefore, you don't apply bittul because it's davar shemiminim. In the first case, because the other way around, Rashi is saying
I would understand that something that you say this is important, but then you say okay, but it's important, but now the value goes down a lot because you can only give it to Kohen, so it shouldn't. Now it's not important, so you should be able to do it.
But it goes based on the way a person sells it. A person sells them by the slice and by the piece. So then that's considered, by definition, davar chashiv.
So it's irrelevant how important.
Right. It's not that, not issue of value.
So
it's
why did Rashi bring the whole spiel about that the only coin can buy it and it goes down?
Because I think he's really contrasting it to the first case where you can't sell it. I mean, if it's sellable. But if you can't sell it at all, so the fact that it's a davar chashiv, the fact that in general you sell a slice of bread.
The first case is tamei, so it goes to biur.
Right, exactly. So therefore, it's not considered davar.
So for sure it's battle.
Right.
And the second case, even though it's also worth less, but it's still worth something.
I think so. Let's read the Rashi again. I think so. Rashi says, Divya kol lo b'tala. In the second case, it's not going to be battle. Because Tanakama Moda hold the F Shilamochan the coin, behefsin muat, you could sell the coin with a very small loss of money, not too much of a loss. The chaticha uprusa darchin limanos, and these are things that get sold by the number. So then mishum hefshed muat lo mevat linan iser deraisa.
That's exactly what we said.
A little bit of a loss. We're not going to say
bato. You can sell it even though at less price. It right. Keeps the value. Okay.
And the afagav parenthetically points out now the eagle bato b'chulin asks why we let that bato lo mezavina le the coin hasam hu the eagle the goof with chumas derabani. Okay, side point. We'll ignore that for now. Bereisha. Talib, but the ratio we said is batal completely. Dein lam takana el streifa of ika hefsed kachim. Nothing you could do with it.
Okay.
Fine. Okay.
Right,
stop here. We'll do Amar Bichia tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem. Okay. Chanukah. Enjoy the last days. That's Chanukah.
Yeah.